There are much to talk about from all the readings today, but it's so jam-packed. But then we hear in the first reading, it reminds us very clearly that there's somehow, even in the beginning of the church, there was a misunderstanding of that. There was a God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament, two different gods. There's a dichotomy there. But as you have heard in the first reading today, there is no dichotomy. There's no two gods. The God who created the whole world is the same God who redeemed us and the same God who sanctified us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Somehow, there wasn't this evil and mean God of the Old Testament that loved to destroy people, that loved to curse them, that loved to punish them, that loved to push them out. And then all of a sudden, this God of the New Testament somehow is all loving, all nice, and all good. Forgive people of all their sins, and you can do whatever you want. There's no dichotomy here. God's mercy and justice are one and the same. Two sides of the one coin. God, divine nature, to be both just and compassionate, the one who bring into fulfillment that truth, that love that set us free. He knows that we are all weak, and that's why his mercy continued to be with us, to strengthen us, to heal us, even when we fail, even when we meet our limit, even when we fall short of loving him. But we're also called to live according to the truth so that the fulfillment of what he had begun in us might be realized. And that's why in the gospel reading today, you have heard Jesus said very clearly, whoever receives the one that I send, which is the Holy Spirit, sent forth from the love of Jesus and the Father among us to sanctify us, to fulfill what Jesus had begun in each and every one of us, the one that he sent, the Holy Spirit. Whoever receives the Holy Spirit receives me. Just as whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. You see the unity between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit there? There's no dichotomy. There's no division. There's no somehow separation within God himself. He acts at one and the same in salvation history, the one who created, the one who redeemed, the one who sanctified, the one who loves us deep from within. And in a very special way today, too, we celebrate St. Catherine of Siena, one tough cookie, one tough lady, you know. She went to Avignon, where the Holy Father was living at that time, and told him, you have to go back to Rome. You have to go back where Peter had died. You have to go back to where your seat is. You cannot just live a life of comfort here just because you're French, just because of this and that. You have to fulfill the mission that Peter had begun. If you ever have a chance to go to Avignon, you know that the Pope have built a very complex structure and network when he was in France. But to leave all of that behind, to leave everything that he had built behind and go back to Rome, took a lot of courage. The courage to recognize that God was speaking to this woman. And then also, Catherine of Siena had to recognize that God's speaking to me. And it's in the end, it was God who spoke to both of them. God made Catherine humble but courageous, and also made the Pope at that time humble and courageous in letting go, in following his will. So I will end my homily today by quoting to you what St. Catherine of Siena said in her very own words. She said, God, you are a mystery as deep as the sea. The more I search, the more I find. And the more I find, the more I search for you. But I can never be satisfied. What I receive will ever leave me desiring more. When you fill my soul, I have even greater hunger, and I grow more famished for your light. I desire above all to see you, the true light that you really are. I have tasted and seen the depth of your mystery and the beauty of your creation with the light of my understanding. God is that mystery. The more we search for him, the more we want of him. And the more he has shown himself to us, the more we desire. This is the life of faith, a life of humility, a life of love, the gift, the invaluable gift of oneself, totally, completely, honestly, genuinely, and humbly to God, who hath given himself first to us.